took sick excuse.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling right here, you would say he feels sick where?
On the stomach.
Okay. And do you remember a word for a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Maybe they would go to the bridegroom's new home and make noise or sing or something like that to worry them, you know, or tease them. You remember that custom? I don't think they do it anymore.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
The devil would get you, or the boogeyman would get you.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Well, probably might would greet him in this like manner, saying Christmas gift.
Okay. And if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Don't have to tote this very far.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It has four legs and a tail, you know, and it can draw them inside its shell.
Crabs.
Okay, the ones that live around here, though, you know, again, if you don't fish, it may not come to mind, but there are two kinds of them.
Gophers or either.
What about that one? You sometimes see out on the highway and you may run over them.
Gopher.
Okay.
A turtle. Turtle.
Which one's in the water?
Let me see. I tell you the truth, I really don't know.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
We call them chitlins.
Okay. Any insides of other animals besides a hog that can be eaten?
Like cow.
Okay, or
you can eat. Yeah, there's liver.
Okay.
And I think I heard my mother say they take the cow intestines, call them casings, and use for making sausage, the smaller ones.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg? That little
yellow yolk.
Okay. And you use both words?
Well,
if you're just
More or less, I expect I'd use yellow more than I would yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? This area right across here, you know.
His chest.
Okay. And now this is another one that has to do with fishing. What would you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Or a boat.
Okay. Do you know a word for one that's pointed versus a square front?
I sure don't.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow? It's like you put on the bed.
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other?
Beat him.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Let me show you what I mean, because I don't know whether there's going to be a word for that. But that part right there, you might say he got down on his
hip.
Okay. I'm not sure. It's sort of a kneeling down type of thing anyway. Is that the only word that you think of?
Yeah.
That, you know, just that back part of the leg.
Well, I've heard